Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Coming up, it'll be TJ. After we're done with this. I saw the craziest video. You know, we're in the middle of a spooky season, as they call it.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody over the age or under the... Well, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to castigate anybody. But have you seen any of these videos from Salem, Massachusetts? Is obviously the most popular time of the year to go to Salem, Massachusetts. It's obviously the home of the Salem witch trials, where they burn people thinking they were witches. It is like Disney World on steroids. I hate that phrase. It's on steroids. But it's shoulder to shoulder, people walking down the main streets of Salem, Massachusetts, just experiencing all the things that Salem has to do. And you're like, what is there?
I think that's what I'm thinking.
It's worse than Disney to look at.
It might be worse than Disney. I mean, people are in full costumes. I mean, it's like out of control, ridiculous. But there's street performers. There's witch shows, puppeteers. It's kind of like Renaissance Festival, but way more insane.
Right. And I don't know about the rest of the videos, if this is just one, and it's only in this one that I'm seeing, but there seems to be pretty much all white people in that video.
Yeah. A lot of whiteies.
Yep.
Almost exclusively.
I think only. Yeah, absolutely.
Unless there's somebody in the dinosaur suits, we can't tell. But
well, exactly.
So, yeah. Godless white people love that stuff.
Very possible.
Godless Yankee white people.
Yankees.
But, you know, vampires are real. And that was proven with a TikTok going viral. A woman asked about her boyfriend. And this is what she says, and she's getting roasted for it. She said, last weekend, my boyfriend sat me down and told me he had something serious to tell me. I thought he was going to say something that was going to end our relationship. So I sit with him, and he tells me that he's had a tough time this year because Halloween is coming up, and it's also a hunter's moon. And then he blurts out, I'm a vampire.
Oh, no.
And I started laughing because my boyfriend is silly like that, but he just goes on to tell me how much he's known he's been a vampire for a long time. He doesn't do any of those things that you see in movies. He doesn't drink people's blood, but he does eat raw meat, raw beef every day.
Hmm.
And he said he tells her all about the culture of vampires. And she's wondering, is it a red flag or not?
No, I don't think so.
Just
if she has to ask, then, you know, just go ahead and never put on anything with a collar. Just let him have access to your neck at all times.
Right. See what happens.
Said he's getting really sensitive to the sun. He said that the sun's rays were 10 times more intense to him than me.
Oh,
and she's wondering if she should cut it off now.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
You're the problem, because you're asking. You're the problem.
Did you need to ask?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an adult, do you have time for these kind of shenanigans? I mean, if you've only been dating 7 months, don't you just cut it off right there and go, I got to find somebody else.
Got to.
Yeah.
I can't.
But how are you going to find somebody else when you tell them that you wrestled with the idea of whether or not to leave someone who claims to be a vampire?
Yeah. Right. No.
I'm not dating that person.
You got to lock this relationship in the lockbox. Never tell a soul about who you just dated.
Right.
And why you were wondering if you should continue to date them.
But if he wants to identify as a vampire, I mean, she's being vampire phobic by not going along with it.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
True. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins was talking about this dude who claims to be a vampire. And the woman wanted to know if she should stop dating him. They've been dating 7 months. But is vampire one of those things that you can just become if you want to become one? I mean, if you want to start living the life of a vampire?
I think so. I don't think you have to be. I don't think they participate in the biting and drinking of the blood. But yeah, there are people that genuinely say, I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
And they get their teeth shaved.
Some of them do.
Yeah, they get those fangs put in or whatever you call them.
Yes.
Mm. Fangs. I think that's the best looking part of it.
The teeth?
Yeah. You always want to go with teeth that are hard to keep your lips around. That's always a good look. Right. But I forgot what they said. Like a certain percentage of people in U.S. America believe that they have lived in an actual haunted house, you know, before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like they think, oh, we had a ghost. But then they'll say things like, it was a nice ghost. I mean, there were just things that went on.
They were friendly. Never hurt us.
So we have a couple that we're friends with. They're from New Jersey. They're not big church goers. And they said at one point they lived in a house where they had a ghost in the house. And they talk about she was this and this and she was nice and all. Mm. All right. Okay. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in that anybody's ever lived in a haunted house for real. And then people would say, well, then why don't you go one of these alleged haunted houses and spend the night? And well, because I am scared of creepy people, people jumping out from around the corner and slitting my throat.
Sure.
In some old abandoned house out in the middle of a field somewhere. But I'm not afraid of spirits coming in and taking over me.
Well, and you're also afraid of dirty situations.
Yeah. Filth.
Yeah.
They're always
like
dirty.
The gross mattress. Yeah, you ain't slipping on that.
Yeah, I'm scared of realistic things.
Right.
Yeah, why do they never possess somebody with a good, strong Southern accent?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah. I'm possessed. Help me. I will kill you. And
but, you know, the non-Southerner believes in ghosts and all of that stuff that they don't know. You know, like, oh, there was a lady who lived here in the 1800s and blah, 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 and they want to see all that. Southern people think that they're living with their dead relatives all the time.
Right,
yeah,
that's true.
You know,
that's Mamaw.
I mean, you know, Mamaw died in this house, and I can still hear her in there. You know, she loved to drink coffee at night. And I can hear those cups just tingling in there. I know Mamaw's up getting her a cup of coffee.
Shuffling around.
In her house coat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so the non-Southerners believe in ghosts, and the Southerners believe that their angels are living with them. You know.
She's my angel.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how, like Mamaw could have been, you know, akin to Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Just like the worst lawbreaker in the world and just a vile person. But she's an angel now. And they're drinking her Maxwell House in the middle of the night.
Don't talk about her. She's our angel.
We got an angel. It's my husband's Mamaw. She lives with us.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Sorry, Halloween, you're over. You're old and trash. You just die already. You're boring. We've been talking about you for too long. You're over. Your moment has passed. I'm sorry. That's just the way things work in the fast-paced environment we live in. You're over. You're done. We're moving on to Christmas, at least according to Reese's, because they have introduced a new candy hitting store shelves this week. You might have seen them. The Reese's Sugar Cookie Big Cup. Oh. These are actual pieces of sugar cookie in the creamy peanut butter inside a Reese's.
Huh. That's probably good.
It's probably good.
How could it not be?
How could it not be?
Not better than, you know, regular Reese's.
That's the problem.
Or like a pumpkin or the you know, the Christmas trees. Yeah. Those are the best ones.
They never make it better.
And they never make Thanksgiving ones. Like a cute little turkey, you're skipping right over it.
You just blew right past Thanksgiving like everybody else.
I decorate for Thanksgiving.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our house is decorated for Thanksgiving. You just turn the jack-o'-lanterns around.
That's all you got to do.
Yes.
Hey, we had a jack-o'-lantern on the porch, like a, you know, decoration. And then you just spin it around so the face is up against the wall. Now you got just a pumpkin for Thanksgiving.
That's smart. That's it doubling
is,
up.
True, yeah.
Are your kids too old to be carving pumpkins? I mean, do they still get into it? They're not into it. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, will you carve pumpkins?
No, I think it's too dangerous in my household right now. But I think when, you know, a few more years, give them a knife and just...
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Go to town.
Yeah, go to town, kids.
Get crazy.
But yeah, my daughter may get into that with her roommates and stuff. They may get in some wine and start wanting to do a pumpkin.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
But if she's anything like she was when she was little, she'll be all about it for about 5 minutes and then say, I'm done.
And then you have to do
exactly.
The rest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, TJ
comes. Right. And then boy has never worn it. He never liked any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Where do they get that from? That sort of attitude where they're like into something for a second, and then the next second they're totally disinterested.
I don't know,
Reed. That is such an ugly, disgusting quality.
It is. And you know, their mama's not that way either. So I don't know where they get it.
Crazy. Yeah.
They must have learned it at school.
It's so
probably
weird.
So yeah. Some Marxist teacher or something taught them that.
Mm-hmm. Well, TJ, I did hear during the commercial, and I don't want to out you, but you did reveal something during a commercial a few minutes ago. You said, you're done having kids?
Yeah.
I don't mean to put you on blast like that, but.
That hurt my feelings a little bit. It hurt my heart because I want you to have another baby.
Just one more. Come on. What would it take?
Well. But take surgery first.
That pesky thing.
Right. I forgot about that.
But Lindsay was talking about what she would name her next kid if she were to have one. And she's all protective about baby names. She doesn't want anybody to steal them.
Yeah.
And she act like she didn't want to say it. And I said, I'm not going to steal it. I'm not having any more kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I really just didn't want to tell you because you'd make fun of me. And the faces when I said it, they said so.
I thought everybody thought it was cute. I thought it was.
Rob, you were the only one that thought it was cute.
I smiled and looked at Riggins out of the corner of my eye. And he was doing the same thing.
Right. I saw that. I felt that.
Okay. Yeah,
so not going to mention that again.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Yeah.
It got a little
Please don't have another one.
Don't do that to him.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, you know, in this time of turmoil and tumult, it's always good to have a heartwarming story and a story of stick-to-itiveness and the American grit, you know, of somebody who's putting in, you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Love
you
that.
Know? Mm-hmm. So, at the Chicago Marathon last week, there's a video of a late finisher that's going viral, Jeanette Young. It took just over 10 hours for her to complete the marathon, but she never quit. By the time she got to the finish line, everything had been removed, and no one was there except her friends and family who made their own little finish line for her. Her mom put a belt on the ground to mark the end so she'd know that that she had finished, and then they cheered for her when she crossed. A few race officials were also still there with a medal that they gave her. She did it to raise money for the American Heart Association and to honor an organ donor named Steven, who gave her dad a new heart in 2019.
Oh. Wow. That's the story?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I swear I thought you were going to have some horrible twist on that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's it. But it is, you know. Farther proof that we're in an everybody gets a trophy situation.
Right.
There it is.
Everybody gets a trophy. I mean, she was dead last. She was such a loser in the marathon that they shut it down before she could even finish. Yet they give her a medal and act like she's the winner. I mean,
no.
Come on.
I was beginning to worry that TJ had changed some, but
wow.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But why even do it? You know, why not just have her family give her a little award and say, you know, hey, you ran a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, they got lives, too. They're like, how long are we expected to stay?
Exactly.
I mean,
true.
I got a family. I got a, I mean, this is sweet.
I'm starving. You're already shutting it down.
I've been out here 10 hours. I'm dying. I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I'm in Chicago. I mean, out here risking my life. That's what I would have done. If she hadn't come back in like 4 hours, I said, we need to go look for her because she could have easily been killed.
Right.
In Chicago, being outside that long.
That's what I'd be worried about, too.
So, And how do we even know the story's true that, you know, her little sob story?
Right.
She could have just sucked at running. Yeah, you know?
That's true.
Just slow. We could do that. We won't though. Yeah. I swear, I thought you were going to say, and she had like poop running down her legs, like all those marathoners.
Yeah. By the time she showed up,
she might as well have.
Wow. But I mean, she could have stopped and had a cup of coffee every 3 hours or so.
10 hours. Yeah. How do we know she's not enjoying this?
Yeah. It was just a fun stroll for her throughout the day. You know, her family's crying and stuff. I wonder if she had a phone with her. Right. So they could call and say, hey, are you still okay? Yeah, I'm fine. You know, you hear the sound of the mall in the background.
Where are you? She comes
walking up to the makeshift finish line, and she's, you know, holding some bags from Crate and Barrel.
She's a little bit drunk. So.
That's what slowed her down. She's drinking. I'm kidding. Caps off to her. Good for her. Just joking.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Oh, we need some help, y'all. We need some help. And, you know, we're not above just begging for help. So that's probably what we'll do coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, all the top trending topics today revolve around sports. And, TJ, I just got to ask, what happened?
No, you don't.
What happened?
LSU lost to Texas A&M, and I predicted it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've spent hundreds of hours watching LSU games just because I know it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours. So I have something to talk to them about. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was going to just be devastation. LSU had the lead early in the game, and then it just fell apart. It was awful to see.
Was it close?
Up until a certain point, up until right after halftime.
Yeah.
And then Texas A&M just blew it away.
Yeah, but you predicted this. You knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
And I also predict that they'll probably lose two more before the end of the season.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So has that affected your weekend? Are you able to bounce back? Not because you knew going in that.
I mean, it sucks. But yeah.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, that's what you get with, you know, non-Southern coaches coaching a Southern team. I mean.
This is a coaching problem?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's a lot of NFL and college football stuff, all the top trending topics. But over the weekend, there was a big moment. Adele was doing her residency in Las Vegas, and she's singing When We Were Young, one of her best songs. And she walks around the crowd, and she meets celebrities that are in the audience. Well, this time, Celine Dion was there. And she breaks down in tears. Oh. Celine Dion breaks down in tears. And they start hugging each other in the middle of the song. But if I'm in Vegas and I've spent $500, whatever it costs to do an Adele show, I mean, it's sweet, but like, sing your best. That's your best song. I want to hear you sing it.
Right.
Yeah. Or get Celine a microphone to kind of sing along with you.
Right.
Yeah. If that's what's going to happen. She's feeling better now.
Yeah.
So the music's playing and she's hugging and they're kissing and, you know, holding hands. I'm like, hello, yoo-hoo. I'm at the Adele show. I want to hear Adele. sweet moment.
Do you cry? I mean, your performance face is all like, you gotta, you know.
Get it together?
Yeah.
Well, it's Celine, you know, everybody's got to pay homage to the, you know, the queen of music or whatever they think she is.
And there's no way that Adele went through that entire supposedly touching moment without using the F word.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she said the F word to Celine.
That's why she's crying, probably.
Such dirty language. Terrible. And then Dwayne Wade trending this morning and Miami. They unveiled a statue for Dwayne Wade, who's a Hall of Famer, basketball Hall of Famer, outside the Miami Heat's arena. It's called the KSA Arena, I think. And a lot of people are saying that the statue of Dwayne Wade doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah, a lot of people, in other words, people who know what Dwayne Wade looks like.
Yeah, everybody's saying.
People that.
Yeah,
people it looks saying, nothing like him.
They say it looks like Kelsey Grammer.
It does.
So Dwayne Wade gets up there to do his speech, and he goes, wow, I mean, who is that guy, right? Who is that guy? And people seem to think that he's not happy about the statue.
How could he be?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't look like him at all. It's pretty.
They made bad. It for someone else, and then they were like, "Oh, we just knew we're going to say it's Dwight."
Almost looks like a Halloween monster.
I know. It's just really not lifelike at all.
Like it's a joke.
Yeah. How to get over a breakup. I got some great tips for you coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So today is National Chocolate Day. National Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know women love chocolate. I mean, there's that trope that women eat chocolate after a breakup or any kind of hard life experience. I didn't have that same experience when I got dumped or anything like that.
Well, you didn't sit around eating chocolate?
I didn't.
Oh, well, that's good news.
But I'm sure I replaced it with something else. Maybe I had more beers than I normally would.
Yeah.
But it's always women that go, oh, she's sitting around eating chocolate and taking a bath or doing whatever she does to cope with the breakup.
I know a lot of women say they crave it during their monthlies.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Their womanlies.
That's probably true. Yeah. But I eat it all the time, so what? I don't know. I don't ever know what.
I also eat it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Los Angeles-based couples therapist named Patrice LaGoy. She's PhD. And she said a lot of people are looking for an escape after a breakup. And how do you find an escape after a breakup? She said a lot of the time it's watching your favorite, what she called, comfort show. You heard of that? Comfort show. It's something that is not jarring in any way. It's easy to take in. You might have even seen it before. It's your comfort show. She said these are the top comfort shows to deal with a breakup. I'll see if you agree. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, she says. Great. Easy. Fun.
Yeah. Lighthearted.
Lighthearted. All right.
Even if you broke up with someone of the opposite sex?
I guess. I don't know.
It's not just for gay people?
She didn't say that, but...
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't say that. How I Met Your Mother, Dead to Me, that show with Christina Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that one on Netflix. The Great British Baking Show.
Yeah. So she's only talking about from the women's perspective, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because, no, I mean, a guy's going to cope with it by watching Great British Bake Off? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Love Island, Gilmore Girls.
See, now that's my brother's.
It's not a
whatever she called it, stress or
comfort
show. He just likes to watch shows that don't require a lot of stuff sometimes to get into it and all. And that's why he's watched Gilmore Girls front to back probably 5 or 6 times.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's mindless. That's mm-hmm. what I always say. Yeah. Just mindless TV.
The Hall of the House of Usher. Never heard of it. Oh, that's the horror one.
That's a good one.
Love is Blind, The Mindy Project, Killing Eve. Bridgerton also makes the list along with Gossip Girl.
I think she just like closed that. Her eyes and picks up. I don't know how these relate to
Sex in the City. What was your cope? When did you ever get dumped, Lindsay? Or
no.
Were you always the dumper?
Are you kidding me? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I've been dumped. Like middle school.
Middle school was the last time you got dumped?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, really?
Good for you.
Okay.
How did you deal with it? Well?
Not well, yeah. No, because he dumped me for my friend.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I drove past his house like twice a day, and it was like 30 minutes away from my house. Yeah,
did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just being so yeah. angry with
him? I'd be like, Mom, can we go the back way to my dance class? I couldn't drive, you know? And I'm peeking out the window like, he's there. Wow.
Would you call and hang up on him?
Oh, all the time. Mm. All the time.
That's pretty remarkable that as an adult, she never got dumped.
No. Yeah, no.
It's just pretty people privilege is what they call that. PPP.
No, I mean, I don't. It just didn't work out that way, I guess.
Wow.
Mm. Maybe I got to him first because I was so scarred by my middle school.
He was paranoid.
Perfect.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. We have this golf tournament coming up for our charity. And our charity is helping the flood victims in the mountains of North Carolina. So we need people signed up for this golf tournament. And It seems like we only started talking about this yesterday, Riggins.
Yeah.
About this golf tournament. Yesterday or probably last November.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. So we need to have teams of four to participate, because I want to make sure that no matter how many we have, that I don't get bullied into playing golf for somebody's team.
Right.
Because that is the last thing I want to do, is play golf.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
No. Actually, the last thing I want to do is be there, but I have to.
Same.
I have to be there. No, it is a lot of fun, and we do need the money this year more than ever before, because we have we do have, you know, an immediacy to getting money to the flood victims and Hurricane Helene victims of North Carolina. Because, I mean, it's still a lot of devastation there, and the temperatures are cold now. It's a lot colder in the mountains than it is, you know, wherever you're listening to us right now, unless you're listening on our Cape Girardeau station or something. I'm sure it's colder there.
Yeah.
And we have one lady that listens in State College, Pennsylvania. But other than that, so it is, wow, it's November 11th. So that's just, that's not even barely 2 weeks away,
yep.
Isn't it? So get signed up now at tjriggins.com/ is it golf, or do we change it, put this under the help one as well? It's still golf.
Golf.
tjriggins.com/golf. And you know you want to get out and play.
I'm excited.
Are you? Are you going?
I really am. Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. Well, is your husband playing in it?
He's not, because he's out of town.
Oh.
But I'll play. No, wait. Let me not say that, because then someone will be like, I have three. I need a fourth. I'm terrible. I can't even putt-putt. But what can I do? Drive a cart?
Give me
a job.
I don't know, but it used to be a lot more fun for me to go out there and hang out and ride around on a cart and do all of that stuff, until my wife got dragged into being a volunteer at the golf tournament.
Right.
And, you know, worlds start colliding, and it's just like,
yep. But I am glad she's going, for my personal sake.
Well, actually, you can hear her tell me how to do something that I've done 25 times without her.
Yes.
You need to get up there and look. They need some announcements made. You need to go do that.
Oh.
You're like, what announcements?
Thanks.
And I'm going to wear a cute little golf outfit.
Ooh. You are?
I am.
What would that mean, Lindsay? A cute golf
outfit? Cute little golf skirt, maybe a collared shirt.
Golf shoes, like those spiked up shoes?
Now, you're pushing it there, but we'll see. They're not cute. They're not too cute.
Riggins, you should play in it. You play golf. You love it.
Yeah, well, I got to take pictures and videos and stuff, so you guys can go out on
the you're left-handed.
And I'm left-handed. Mm-hmm. Not when I golf, though.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, well, that's why you're no good. Because you should be hitting left-handed.
Yeah.
You're a left-handed person.
Yeah.
All right, so tjriggins.com/golf to get signed up.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Oh, you got that right. You got that right. There's a guy in North Carolina. This is a real good feel-good story is what this is. Guy in North Carolina found a $20 bill on the ground. And I don't like it when news stories go around and they only say the state. I want to know what town they're from, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not whether it's, you know, the state I'm in or not. But anyway, it just says a guy in North Carolina found a $20 bill on the ground, used it to buy a lottery ticket, and won $1 million. He told officials, and they said, what are you going to do? He said, first thing I'm going to do is head to Golden Corral, and I'm going to eat everything they've got. Quote, everything they've got, end quote.
Love that.
Wow.
So is there a time when you go to Golden Corral and you don't? I mean, no matter whether you're a millionaire or not, wouldn't you eat everything you want? It's a buffet.
Yeah.
Isn't right. it?
It's the whole point.
I think all you can eat. Yeah.
Do people go in and not order the buffet? Do they order menu items sometimes at Golden Corral?
I don't know. You'd have to be a psycho.
I don't know. I've never been.
Is that an option?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. So if you took a date in there and say, hey, let's just know, we're gonna do it. We're gonna have them wait on us. But yeah, I don't know. I've never seen anybody waiting. I guess you could go through the line and say, this is what I want.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's the same thing at Shoney's. Like, you know, do you get anything but the breakfast bar or whatever it is?
I used to, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Back when I was, didn't know any better. I would go in and order. They got good cheeseburgers and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
but Shoney's is a little different than Golden Corral because it's not set up to just be the buffet, I think. Because sometimes they don't have the buffet out at Shoney's. It's not a 24-hour-a-day thing.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think it's just the buffet at Golden Corral.
Unless you order online. You can order online and get it to go.
They weigh it before you leave.
Yeah,
if you're ordering online to go from an all-you-can-eat buffet, then you need to take that food as your last meal as a free person and go to the hospital.
Exactly. Just eat it on the way to the hospital.
Go to the mental hospital, check yourself in.
Yeah.
This is as bad as it gets for you.
Yeah. But you know what? Usually when I order from any restaurant, it's all I can eat. No matter what it is.
Right.
Know? I ordered a chicken tender platter from the appetizer menu the other day at a little restaurant. I ate one chicken tender. It was all I could eat because they had burned them.
Ugh. Oh. Mm.
Kind of chewy, but whatever. I didn't complain. No. I really didn't. But yeah. If you're, why would you even order to go on an all you could eat place?
Yeah, I don't
like.
Get
is anyone all. Craving Golden Corral? Like, and, let me get it to go.
And do you have? I mean, are you that afraid to interact with people where you can't even go to an all you can eat buffet without ordering it ahead of time and having to go pick it up and leave with it? Do you just walk in and grab a bag?
Right.
There's my food.
Are you just embarrassed to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Because you might hurt somebody. No, they might say, "Watch out! Watch out for that person!"
Right?
Mm-hmm. The girl in the hat. She's gonna be making a fool of all of us.
She is again.
When's the last time you've been to a place like that, Lindsay?
A long time. Shoney's probably 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? Well, we all should go back as a what do you call it? A field trip.
Absolutely.
There's a Golden Corral right over here.
Yes.
5 minutes away.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.